This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Do pesticides containing something called neonicotinoids explain why there are so few bees, which provide crucial services as plant pollinators? Some scientists say yes, but the industry marshals competing research showing that when used properly, neonics don't hurt bee populations. Some home gardeners avoid using the stuff, but a new study from Friends of the Earth and what's called the Pesticide Research Institute finds about half of the potted plants you buy at stores like Lowe's and Home Depot contain the chemicals in question. Sally Hership says more.
Note to bees, do not stop and smell the roses or you might die. At least if you're in a big box store, which is where I'm standing in the garden section with Heather Leibowitz, director of Environment New York. Tell me what we see looking around.
A lot of greenery, a few flowered plants, not so much information, a few signs.
Which Leibowitz says is a big problem. There are no federal requirements that require plants treated with neonics to be labeled. We walk out of the store to some flowers planted near the curb in front. There are no bees. But Leibowitz says, imagine you're a bee and all that yummy nectar you're drinking and the pollen you're carrying back to the hive is laced with poison.
They just had a little snack, had a little drink, and they're going back to their hive. And they're poisoning the queen sometimes, these drone bees.
The flowers are killing the bees. Leibowitz says it's not just farmers. Home gardeners need to pay attention to pesticides. Tim Brown is a scientist who worked on the new study. I asked him to explain how neonics work.
If you want me to get super science geeky, it targets the nicotinic acetylcholine receptors
within the bee brain. But Brown says we humans have a lot riding on the well-being of those tiny brains.
There are a number of crops that are pollinated by bees, and if we're not protecting their health, then we're going to see impacts.
Either we won't get the food we need, or Brown says it'll become a lot more expensive. Joe Bischoff is with American Hort, a horticultural industry association. He says if we stop using neonics, we'll also have a problem.
You know, if you throw only one chemical class at many of these insects, they overcome it.
Not all bugs, says Bischoff, are helpful to plants.
In the long run, it's a dangerous situation.
Bischoff says growers are worried about controlling problem insects. He says, keep in mind, growers are businesses. They wouldn't buy pesticides if they didn't need them. But some big box stores like BJ's Wholesale Club say they're working to sell plants that are neonic free. So science and business will have to work together to find a solution. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.